Okay, we're here with an activist from the climate camp who took part in one of the actions over the last few days. Would you like to tell us what you were involved in?
We did a small blockade lock-on of Biggin Hill Airport, which is an airport for private jets and chartered flights. We basically, on Thursday morning, got to the airport at 6:30, two of us locked on with D-locks to the gate, one chained on and four locked on in front, blocking the passenger terminal to the airport. We were locked on for about 2.5 hours. There was a police presence of about 100, and only, I think there were 12 of us at maximum time.
That's a lot of police.
It's an awful lot of police, including dog teams and a lot of fit, obviously.
And they're the police photographers, yeah. And so on.
Yeah, they're the police photographers, all the police photographers that have been at the camp for the last few days as well, so we recognise them. They recognised us. We then...
Well, what was it like? I mean, you say you locked on. How were you locked on?
Well, two of us were de-locked by our necks, me included.
And that's to the gates?
Yeah, to the gates. So that was, it was okay. One was chained round his waist with a really hefty chain to where the gates meet. And the other four were locked on with really hefty lock-on tubes. It was quite pleasant, really, because there was an incredible amount of media, so the police were quite friendly, really. We then, basically, they arrested us for aggravated trespass, including, firstly, they arrested our three legal support before they arrested any of the people who were actually locked on, took the legal support away.
Really? So they were folks, I mean, were they marked as legal support, or were they just standing around, sort of taking notes?
One had a legal support vest on and was giving a lot of media interviews. One was in a support role, kind of feeding us water.
Yeah, and did the police give a reason why they arrested them first?
Well, they charged them with aggravated trespass. Arrested them. Yeah. But they didn't give a specific reason. They also arrested our media man who has full coverage of the entire course of events.
And I mean, you say it was 2 hours that you were there?
Yeah, we locked on, I think, at 6:15. I was arrested at 8:33. But then, after they'd taken away the legal and other support roles in the media, they then had to get another van of people to unlock us, which took an extra half hour or hour.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures in the newspapers of people being cut out of lock-ons and so on.
Yeah, no, it was quite... They sawed off the D-locks around our necks first, then did the chain and then dealt with the lock-on tubes, which were, as I said, very hefty and took about 20 minutes a tube to get through. So that was good, extra time. And the media have got this all on camera. Newsnight, I think, has it all from beginning set up until time of arrest.
And I understand that Biggin Hill Airport, one of the reasons for the action there was because it's one of the places that's used for a lot of private jets. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I mean, we definitely felt that, I mean, private jets are really used by the super rich, and they're the most irresponsible, least efficient flights and means of aviation. And it really is just a big two fingers up to those of us that care greatly about reducing carbon emissions. And as I said, it is only for the super rich. And, most of them is one businessman, one plane, and it's a bit of a ridiculous enterprise.
Sure. And what happened to you after you were arrested? How long were you held, and how did it all turn out?
Well, we were held for, I think, 24 hours in cells and then taken to Bromley Magistrates Court, where we were held in cells again for about another 3 hours. And then basically we were all arrested under and charged with aggravated trespass, but because we gave our bail address as the Camp for Climate Action, they weren't willing to bail us, so sent us straight to court. We got into court about 2 this afternoon, and were all the three legal support. This is the interesting bit. For three legal support, they took away their charges, and so basically they've got off scot-free, and the other 7 of us were charged with convicted of aggravated trespass, but given a total discharge, which is great.
And now you're back at the camp.
Yeah, now we're happily back at the camp after a few stop and searches, but happily back.
Cool. And did you find the whole experience empowering? How did you feel about it afterwards, now that you're back at the camp?
Yeah, really empowering, especially because we got such a great sentence, or no sentence at all. And it feels, you know, really good because even the prosecutor said that the Crown was on our side
really?
In court. Yeah.
I think there's an awful lot of people swinging behind what's going on here at the moment.
Yeah, it's great and got great media coverage and should do great things for the rest of the camp.
That's great. Thanks very much. Yeah.